Governor Earl Ray Tomlin says it will be some time before the state has fully recovered after devastating floods in late June. He says he anticipates the damage to well exceed $100 million. Governor Tomlin held a press conference Wednesday to update the state on the status of recovery efforts in West Virginia. Tomlin says 12 counties have been approved for FEMA assistance, and more than 7,000 residents have applied for individual assistance. FEMA has approved more than $28 million for individuals and households. More than 3,300 visitors have stopped by at recovery centers. More than 400 disaster-related unemployment claims have been filed. Roadways impacted by the flooding have reached about $55 million worth of damages.
Obviously, this is, you know, as big as it is, it's going to take some time. And, you know, it will be an expensive and ongoing for some time to handle all the cleanup of this event.
Tomlin says he's planning to schedule a special session sometime soon to see what the state legislature can do to help in the relief efforts. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick.